Welcome to Sierra Leone Live News Broadcast. First published on July 30, 2001, Sierra Leone Live. By John L. Musa, RIP. In this four-part article, John L. Musa shows whether or not Francis M. Mina was guilty of treason for the May 23, 1989 coup. Part 4 Verdict, Appeal, Sentences and My Commentary. The Trial and Verdict in the High Court. After a protracted trial of 5 months in the High Court before Justice D.E.M. Williams, a 12-man jury returned a verdict of guilty as charged. Gabriel Mohamed Tennyson Kaikai and 15 others were convicted of treason and 2 of the 18 suspects were convicted of misprision of treason. During the trial, 46 witnesses gave evidence for the prosecution, 22 testified for the defense and 44 exhibits were tendered and admitted in evidence. Key exhibits. Trial Exhibit ZZZZQ, GMT Kaikai's would-be coup speech, tendered into evidence by NDT Jen Cole, Director of Public Prosecutions and identified by Detective Superintendent Seth Amadofo, 26th Prosecution Witness. Trial Exhibit JJJ, a statements allegedly made by Jamil Saheed Muhammad and Francis Mina in the presence of the first accused in Jamil's home. Said Jamil, Bo how WUNA government, and retorted Mina, nor provoke me, NT you know say MINAR, ceremonial vice president. The trial judge advised the jury to consider the two utterances as to whether they are the same as the ones made under oath by the first accused. When the jury returned its verdict of guilty as charged, Justice Williams sentenced the accused as follows. Sentenced to death for treason. Gabriel Mohamed Tennyson Kaikai. First accused, Prince Dean Kaikai. Second accused, Joseph John Harding. Third accused, Daniel Suleiman Kaikai. Fourth accused, Francis Mishik Mina. Fifth accused, David Abu Samu. Sixth accused, Francis Masakoi. Seventh accused, Francis Augustine Ensa. Eighth accused, Amara Alu Terawali. Ninth accused, Josephus Abiodun Williams. Tenth accused, Patrick Benedict Kaikai. 11th accused, Hassan Morley Kanta. 12th accused, Conrad Innes. 13th accused, Kazem Hussein Ali. 14th accused, Raymond Dowry. 15th accused, Aruna Vandy Jimmy. 16th accused, guilty of misprision of treason. Benjamin Orissa Dumaka Taylor, sentenced to 4 years in jail. 17th accused, Sheku Dean Kamara, sentenced to 7 years in jail. 18th accused. In the Court of Appeal. On September 22, 1988, the resolution of the Court of Appeal was unanimously by a three-panel bench of Justices Thompson Davies, William A. O. John Johnson and M. S. Ture as president. The appeal court upheld the trial court's verdict of guilty and confirmed the capital punishment of death by hanging for 12 of the convicts. The court freed Francis Augustine Ensa, Kazem Hussein Ali, Patrick Kaikai, and Raymond Dowie. The four men were convicted in the High Court and sentenced to death. The death sentences of Francis Mina and others were affirmed by the Court of Appeal. The 4-year and 7-year terms of Benjamin Taylor and Sheku Dean Kamara were sustained by the court. In the Supreme Court, craving to stave off the death penalty, the prisoners asked the Supreme Court to be the last umpire in the great contention of treason. While their fate was under resolution by the Supreme Court, they waited in vain expectation of the disposition of their sentences on the basis of questions of law which formed their appeal, the trial judges' misdirected jury instructions, duplicitous indictments and vague charges, etc. Among the questions of law, the appellants asked the Supreme Court to resolve was that trial court's jury instructions and Justice D.E.M. Williams's summing up amounted to a miscarriage of justice. Deliberating on this great contention was Chief Justice S.M.F. Kutubu and Justices Taju Deen, A.A. Timbo, Sidney Warne and Beckles Davies. The court affirmed the legal basis of the lower courts and sustained the death sentences of the 12 treason convicts and the 2-term years convictions of those found guilty of misprision of treason. Committee on the Prerogative of Mercy. While this committee was deliberating on whether or not to hang the 12 treason convicts, the prisoners were examined by a medical doctor in preparation for their hanging. West Africa magazine reported at the time that the cabinet was divided on who was to be hanged. In the end, Mina's lot fell with five others to be executed. The sentences of death by hanging in the early morning hours of October 7, 1989. The following prisoners were hanged by the neck. Gabriel Muhammad Tennyson Kaikai, Prince Dean Kaikai, Suleiman Kaikai, Francis Meshek Mina, Conrad Innes. The hangings started in the death chamber at Central Prison at Pa Demba Road at 12 midnight and ended at 6 a.m. Sentences to life imprisonment. David Abu Samu, 6th accused, Francis Masakoi, 7th accused, Amara Alu Terawali, 9th accused, Josephus Abiodun Williams, 10th accused, Hassan Morley Kanta, 12th accused, Aruna Vandi Jimmy, 16th accused. Freed for lack of evidence. Francis Augustine Ensa, 8th accused, Patrick Benedict Kaikai, 11th accused, Qasim Hussein Ali, 14th accused, Raymond Dowry, 15th accused. Final deliberations. When Justice D.E.M. Williams asked the accused if they had anything to say before he pronounced his sentence, each suspect beginning with G.M.T. Kaikai said something of his innocence. When it was Mina's turn, he said what was already known in that personal kangaroo court to send him to perdition. I cannot help but convince myself that this is an orchestrated allegation that has been levied against me to get rid of me. By engaging in a seeming quest to settle scores for Mina's iniquitous actions as a politician, supporters of Mina could feel the emotion of Lex Talionis, the principle of exacting an eye for an eye, and in this case for a false accusation. T.S. Eliot said it best. A situation, a chain of events, such that when the external facts, which must terminate in sensory experience are given, the emotion is immediately evoked. The development of arbitrary and capricious application of the treason law of Sierra Leone is impressive. As the Mina treason trial shows, the catchpenny trick of bad prosecution in the treason trial under review is not reconcilable with the rule of law. From the Forna trumped-up treason charges, the Mina kangaroo court, to the drumhead of the NPRC, the Superior Court of Judicature of Sierra Leone has become a haunted house by ghosts of departures from the rule of law. And when treason allegations are preferred falsely, and when such political trials have upset our faith in democracy and equal protection for both ordinary criminal suspects and politicians covered with ignominy in our society, the foundations of the rule of law are shaken. What is more, the High Court of Sierra Leone becomes a forum for vendetta instead of judicial equity. The Superior Court of Judicature of Sierra Leone should remain a forum that is a shield of protection for all classes of persons in all circumstances that assures the continuity of the rule of law. When it acts otherwise, the privileges and grants of constitutional liberty to Sierra Leoneans now and over the ages will become a munificent bequest in a pauper's will. Such a legacy, when ignored, rises in our national breasts as the spirit of the age, and we make a model of it to make calumny and groundless accusations against compatriots. In that regard, we often hear that this compatriot committed treason or committed another felony without asking the director of public prosecutions to prefer charges. Prattling without evidence is a mere sport. It should be avoided by well-meaning compatriots with the seriousness of purpose. Best regards, John Lansana Musa. R.I.P., brother. Thanks for following this presentation of Was Francis M. Mina Guilty of Treason? What do you think? Share your reaction. Thanks for listening to our news broadcast. Is your organization looking for ways to communicate its most important messages to Sierra Leoneans worldwide? Please send us a message using our Contact Us form, and feel free to share this and any other audio on our site on social media channels. Sierra Leone Live, linking Sierra Leoneans around the world since 1999.